أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات. صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the third supara, Allah Ta'ala says, those were the great Anbiya, tilka rusul, great, great men, the greatest men. And they were all, as far as Nabis and Rasuls were concerned, they were all very great. But amongst them, we gave certain virtues to some which we did not give to others. All of them, we gave them some great quality which the others did not have. فَدَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Of those great qualities, Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. کوئی تو وہ ہے کہ کلام فرمایا اس سے اللہ نے. They are amongst those that Allah Ta'ala spoke directly to them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Kalimullah, that Allah spoke to him without intermediary. Without Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam, which was a very, very great honor. And the very speech of Allah was so sweet that it is only recorded of Musa alayhi salam that he requested, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, O Allah, I want to see you. Because he was so enthralled, so overtaken by the speech, by the voice of Allah, so beautiful that he knew whose speech this is must be extremely beautiful. So he was urged to ask Allah Ta'ala, I want to see you. Allah said, in this world that is not possible. With this eyes of this world, you cannot see me, that will be in Jannah. But anyway, that shows the speech of Allah, how special it was. Amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah spoke directly to, without Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam as an intermediary, was Adam alayhi salam. Allah said, they told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Ambihum bi asma'ihim. O Adam, informed the malaika of the names of all these things. When Allah Ta'ala had made a test for Adam alayhi salam and for the malaika, and then the malaika did not know the names, Allah told Adam alayhi salam, and Allah spoke directly to him also. Another of the greatest of all Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah also spoke directly. Generally, it was Jibreel alayhi salam who brought wahi. But on the occasion of Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went up, and where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't even pass that place, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went further, and he met with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala spoke to him directly, without any intermediary. Directly Allah spoke to our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also. And وَرَفَعَ بَعْضُهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ. Or بلند کے بعضوں کے درجے. And so all the Nabis, we gave them preference over, in some qualities, one over the other. All had great qualities. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that we have given the Anbiya alayhimus salat, وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ الزَّبُورَ. We had given preference to some Nabis over the others, some qualities of that, like we gave Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam the Zabur. That was a special quality, the Zabur. And Dawood alayhi salam, his son Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them that great quality, that where they were the Anbiya, like all the other Anbiya. But Allah gave them kingdom of this world, which not only the other Anbiya did not have, nobody in the world had such kingdom. رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِ. Oh Allah, grant me such a kingdom that nobody has such a kingdom. And that kingdom which was granted, that they could speak to the, they knew the language of the animals and could speak to them. They knew the language of the birds. The wind was put under their control. All these great, great qualities Allah had given them. So like that, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam have got the most loftiest, the greatest status. Ulama have said that as we as human beings, what our body is made of, and the most delicate part of our body that is made is the heart. And the material of the heart was used to make the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So they are a class so high, so honorable by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Their hearts were made of the most delicate material then. And Allah had given them that high position. And this high position that Allah spoke directly to some of them, Allah gave others great, great qualities. Yusuf alayhi salam, the interpretation of dreams Allah had given him. Every Nabi, Idris alayhi salatu wasalam also, Allah had blessed him with great, great qualities. Every Nabi, Allah had given particular great qualities, and it is for us that we believe in all of them, and we realize the greatest of them all is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom Allah had given all the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salam in perfection. And he was jami' of all the qualities which the other Anbiya alayhi salam had. They were all found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should make shukr that he is our Nabi. Allah made us of his ummah. And we should appreciate being of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that is, we should live up to it. And one of the major things of this ummah is to invite other people towards right. Not that we follow them in their wrong. Today, unfortunately, we have become blind followers in the wrong things of the kuffar. Whereas we were supposed to be their leaders. But unfortunately, we gave up that position in filthy and stupid things like sports, kicking a ball, throwing a ball, that we are following them in all those things. We had to show them the path of Jannah. We had to show them who Allah is and make their connection with Allah Ta'ala. But we just fell in this dunya. Money of this dunya, houses of this dunya, gardens, investments, that we made our object of life. Whereas our object was to bring the deen alive, bring people towards the deen of Allah, towards Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah gave our Nabi that high great position, and through his barakat, the ummah got that high great position, we should live up to it. And we should not disgrace that position, and we should not lower it to the extent that we don't not only practice on it, but that we are following the other people, and the wrongs and the haram of other people we are following. Allah guide us all to righteousness. Subhanallah.